Sight. Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. The time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations. I am Raghu from Radio Sai team, and at the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Till now, in the segment Morning Glory, you are listening to a conversation with Mr. Ryuko Hira from Tokyo, Japan. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. And today you listen to the first part of the conversation. This conversation will continue next week in the segment of Morning Glory. Today is 1st of November 2018. The month of November has begun. Well, the month of November is the most awaited month in Prashanthi Nilayam calendar. Well, you all would have guessed it right. It's because of Swami's birthday, which happens to be on 23rd of the month. So this month is filled with many activities, many events here in the ashram. On 7th of this month, we will be celebrating the festival, the Indian festival, the festival of light, Deepavali. On 8th is the Gujarati New Year, that is the Indian state, North Indian state of India, North Indian state, Gujarat will be celebrating its New Year on 8th of this month. And on 10th and 11th, that is the weekend, which happens to be the Saturday and Sunday, 10th is Saturday and 11th is Sunday, we will be having global Akhanda Bhajan. That is, Swami's devotees everywhere in all parts of the world will sing bhajans for 24 hours. Also here in Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. So on Saturday evening 6 o'clock, the bhajans will start and it will conclude on Sunday evening 6 o'clock. That is 10th evening 6, it will start Indian Standard Time and it will conclude on 11th evening 6. Global Akhanda Bhajan, Swami, singing Swami's glory for 24 hours. Then on 18th, the real Swami's birthday celebrations will start. It will start with Ratotsavam on 18th of this month. And 19th is Ladies' Day. And on 22nd, we will have the 37th convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And on 23rd is Swami's 93rd birthday. And there are many programs happening simultaneously in Sai Granth Hall in this month, and all these programs will be captured live and webcast live from our website radiosai.org. So you can watch them live, you can watch them from Radio Sai YouTube channel also. So coming back to the segment Soul Inspiration, dear listeners, today I want to start the segment by telling one beautiful quote which I listened to yesterday. This quote is given by the famous poet Rumi, and it goes like this. Knock and he will open the door. Vanish and he will make you shine like the sun. Fall and he will raise you to heavens. Become nothing and he will turn you into everything. Unquote. End of quote. Dear listeners, in my opinion, the one virtue that is stressed in this quote is that of developing surrender to the Lord. So today I would like to share with you one beautiful incident that I heard on this surrender to Lord. So this incident was narrated by Brother Ashwin, who is an old student of Swami's institute, and he narrated this, he experienced this when he was student in Swami's Institute in Vrindavan campus. So this happened in 1990s when he was student there. And during those days, the Vrindavan boys had a beautiful, unique opportunity of cooking some special dish on special occasion for Swami. So boys could cook a dish and they could take it to Swami's residence and offer it personally to Bhagwan. So it was like a naivetyam that we do, right? We give it to Lord and offer it to Lord and we also have as prasadam. So what Swami used to say, do is, boys used to offer the unique dish that they cooked to Bhagwan and Swami used to bless it, either bless it or blessing in the sense, yeah, Swami used to just touch it or Swami used to have a few spoons of it, used to taste it and then give it back to students and students used to distribute it. So this is like a naivedyam, a practical naivedyam in which boys had a unique chance to take the food to Bhagwan practically. So on one such occasion, boys that day found that Swami was relishing one particular dish, that is pakodas. Well, pakodas is an Indian snack which is fried in oil and made. So boys found out that Swami used to relish pakodas in that time. So boys thought, well, let's make pakodas and offer it to Bhagwan. So with lot of care, with lot of prayer, with devotion, lot of devotion, boys started making it. Boys found the perfect recipe of making pakodas and took the utmost care of having the correct ratio of proportion of the different ingredients required for pakoda. And very carefully, with a lot of devotion, they made pakodas, a bunch of pakodas, and they took it to Bhagwan's residence. And Swami was very happy. Swami called all the boys inside and all the boys were sitting in front of Swami and they offered Swami a bunch of pakodas in a plate. And Swami lovingly took one pakoda and popped it into his mouth. He ate it. And then boys were anxiously looking at Swami's face, looking for the Swami's reaction. They were expecting a pat on their back. They were expecting some appreciation for their cooking. And Swami, as soon as he ate the pakoda, he made a sound as if the pakoda was a bit spicy. And he asked for a glass of water and one boy please gave him a glass of water and he drank some water. So the thing was, the one pakoda that Swami popped into his mouth was spicy. There was some chili or something on it. So the boys felt a bit bad because they took a lot of care and made the pakodas. And they wanted Swami to have a good experience of having it. So Swami understood that the boys were a bit dejected. And then Swami said, see, boys, of all the pakodas you made, this one pakoda had a chili on it. And I took this one particular pakoda which had chili on it, which was spicy, and I ate it, and I am giving you all the good pakodas. These good pakodas are for you. And then Swami continued, boys, in life too, if you completely surrender yourself to me, if you give me your life, then I will take all that is hot, all that is spicy from your life, which you can't handle, I will take it and I will make your life peaceful and happy. So this is what we learn from this experience, the power of surrender to Lord. If we surrender ourselves to Lord, then Lord will take care of everything. We need not worry about anything. Alright, I just thought to share with you all this experience of surrender. I'm sure you all would have liked it. And let's pray to Bhagwan that let him give us the power and ability to surrender our life to him. And let him sit on the driving seat of our life and drive our life. All right, dear listeners, now let me play the playlist for today's Soul Inspiration. And the first file, audio file that I'll be playing today as part of Soul Inspiration is from the radio audio series, radio size audio series, Melodic Stories. Well, Melodic Stories, you all will be knowing, is an audio series, a series of Sai bhajans with a difference. The difference is that before the bhajan is played, a story will be narrated based on the bhajan. So it's something like that. And every month, we at Radio Sai compose one episode and upload it in our website, radiosai.org. So this month, audio episode I am going to play right now, and this is there in our website, radiosai.org, for you to download. There is also a ringtone version which you can download it and use it as your ringtone. So this will be the first file that you, audio file that you will be listening, and it will be followed by the audio of one of the video series, that is Golden History, and that will be followed by another bhajan. And then at 11:30, you'll listen to Brother Bishu for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, Outside Inside, Deep Inside. All right, dear listeners, see you again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Happy listening.
The year was 1972. A couple in Hyderabad were blessed with a lovely, healthy baby. But their joy was short-lived. Soon, this son developed a skin problem which became worse every passing day. The father took him to various doctors in Mumbai and Hyderabad. The only cure they suggested is to give steroids, but that could irreparably damage his immune system. No one knew how long he would live then. The devout mother prayed intensely day and night. Their family deity was Lord Venkateshwara. The father too would worship, but at the same time, influenced by rationalists, he would always be skeptical of all the rituals. One day, when he was traveling in an auto rickshaw in Hyderabad, the vehicle stopped because the road ahead was crowded. The driver said, "Sai Baba is here. He is giving a discourse." Since the road was not clear, left with no option, sitting in the auto rickshaw, the father heard Bhagwan's voice for the first time. Interestingly, Swami was explaining at that very moment the inner significance of various rituals. This struck a chord in the man's heart, and he said to himself, "I need to listen to this Baba more." In January of 1974, a family member who was an accomplished astrologer visited them, and looking at the child, he said, "Something tells me that your son will be cured on the 7th of April." The father immediately asked, "Who will cure him?" And the astrologer said, "God will cure him." "Which God?" "Whichever God you believe in." And the father immediately responded almost sarcastically, "You mean to say the Lord of the Seven Hills will climb down, walk the 400 miles to Hyderabad, come into my house, take my son and cure him?" The astrologer humbly said, "I don't know the ways of the Lord, but something tells me it will happen." Bhagwan came to Hyderabad that year in April. The father started going regularly in the evening to Shivam, as he was fascinated by the wisdom of Bhagwan's discourses. But the mother, who had heard about many miracles of Swami, was more interested in getting her son cured. Every morning she would take him for darshan and eagerly await for any blessing from Bhagwan. Days passed. Her agony intensified, but there was no sign of any special grace. Finally came the morning when Bhagwan was to leave Hyderabad. That day, as Swami waved at everyone as his final blessing, the mother just could not contain her pain and shouted out, "Swami, Swami, Swami. Bhagwan immediately stopped. He turned towards her and now started walking briskly to where she was. In no time, Swami was right in front of her. Bhagwan then took the baby onto his hands. The baby was full of pus and wounds. Not a centimeter in his body was without those repelling secretions. But Swami gently held him and then, with much love, whispered into the baby's right ear, "Taggutundi, taggutundi," meaning it will come down, it will come down. Bhagwan next looked at the mother and gave a beautiful smile and returned the baby. The mother was ecstatic, but the father was subdued in his reaction because he felt it was just an empty assurance but nothing in reality, as the baby's condition was still the same. One major routine for the parents every morning was to remove all the dressing and again tie the hands, the feet and the body of the baby with fresh soft cloth. When they began this exercise the next morning, to their utter amazement, as they removed every piece of cloth, they saw a skin that was clear, supple and shiny. All the pus had vanished. All the holes were sealed. All the cracks had melted away. It was as if someone had taken off the old skin and put on a new one, which was soft, gentle and beautiful. The date, as predicted, was April 7, 1974. The father broke down in tears and cried out, "O Lord Venkateshwara, I have been worshipping you for 35 years and now you are moving amidst us in flesh and blood and I failed to recognize you." That historic day changed him and the family forever. It is in fact the Lord of Tirupati who in his infinite mercy willed to become the Lord of Puttaparthi. All we need is faith and sincerity. He will then fill our lives with peace and beauty.
Srinivasa Venkatesa Govinda.
Thank you. brothers. We have searched every nook and corner and left no stone unturned in the mission of the Lord. The end of land is reached, and the turbulent ocean stares at us as an insurmountable obstacle. Beyond this ocean, at a distance of 100 yojanas, is the kingdom of Lanka, where Mother Sita is imprisoned. The future course of action shall be decided by our leader, Crown Prince Angada.
There seems to be only one feasible solution to this problem. One of us has to cover the 100 yojanas in a single jump, confront the wicked Rakshasas, and bring the tidings of Mother Sita for our Lord. Venerable Jambavan, you are the eldest among us. You have circumambulated the Lord in his Trivikrama form. 100 yojanas is a mere footstep for you.
The invisible tides of time have sapped away the huge reserves of energy that I had harbored in my early days. With a supreme effort, I can cover only 90 yojanas, nothing more.
O Vanara Veeras, come forth with the assessment of your strength, so that we can pick the right person for the enterprise.
Prince, I can jump at the most 40 yojanas, not a finger breadth more.
With all the strength that I can summon, and the winds in my favor, I can definitely do a 60.
Then I shall cross this ocean and carry out the task.
Though I have a doubt as to whether I will have enough strength to come back. No, Angada. You are the Crown Prince. You cannot go into the domain of demons. That's against the canons of royalty. You have to delegate the task to any of your servants who are eager to do your bidding.
Fate is playing a cruel game with us, giving us a ray of hope in the beginning, and suddenly plunging us into the darkness of despair.
Do not be disheartened, Angada. The ever-merciful Lord, who lays down the mission, will even give us the strength to fulfill it. I know the one person who can undertake the task set by the Lord. Anjaneya, you will have to cross this ocean and finish the assignment given by Rama.
Yes, Hanuman. You are the right person for the job. With your intelligence and diplomacy, you established the friendship between Rama and Sugriva. Now, use the same skills to deliver Rama's message across the ocean.
Shed this cloak of meekness, O Hanuman. Rediscover your might. Remember, a single leap was all it took for you to reach the sun. And a single leap is all it will take for you to reach Lanka. Evaluate your skills, capacities and excellences. Recollect the boons and the powers bestowed by the Devas. It is time they be put to use for the Ramakarya. Arise, awake! The garland of victory is waiting on the yonder side to adorn your neck.
O Vanaras, by the power of his name, I shall carry out his command. The glory of his form enshrined in my heart will give me the means to carry out the Lord's wishes. sing his praise as you await my return. Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
Shine.